Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another Dynasty Team Preview here on South Harmon. And I am Eric Vanek, and you can follow me on Twitter at EricVanekNFL, joined, as always, by Koopa. And today we're going to go over the wild card playoff team from last year, the Los Angeles Rams. So head coach still Sean McVay. Offensive coordinator is Mike LaFleur. Some key players who left this offseason, not too many, but Carson Wentz. He left there to go to Kansas City to back up Patrick Mahomes. Royce Freeman, who came in late last season, and Ben Skowronek, who they actually traded this offseason to the Texans, is gone. Targets, vacated air yards, not very many at all. 31 targets and 346 air yards. So not a whole lot missing there from the Rams. Quarterbacks, Koopa, go ahead and start us off with the Rams quarterbacks.
Yeah, so you have Matt Stafford. I think it was like a year ago or 2 years ago or something. We were thinking he might retire like at the end of the season, but no, he's still going. He's still part of this team, and it looks like he might be wanting to stick around for a little while longer too. He had a PFF grade last year of 88.2, fifth of 38 eligible quarterbacks, and he's a really good quarterback. And as we get into this team, we're going to see that he has even more weapons than he used to have. When you're talking how when he made that Super Bowl run, I think it was 2 years ago, and 3 years ago at this point, because Chiefs won two of them. But he's done a really good job leading this team. They got Jimmy Garoppolo as their backup, but he is suspended for the first two games of the season. So they are going to need to keep another quarterback on this roster. So last year they only kept two quarterbacks on the initial roster. They're going to need to keep three this year because they're going to have to deal with the Jimmy Garoppolo suspension and get that out of the way. The current candidates for that would be Stetson Bennett, and Dresser Wynn. So Dresser Wynn's a UDFA from 2023. And Stetson Bennett is, I forget what round he was drafted in, but he basically was just missing from the team like all of last season. There's rumors about like exactly what it was that he was going through, whether it was mental health related, whether it was potentially alcohol abuse related, or whether it was something else. But for whatever reason, he was not with the team last year. And they are expecting him to be with the team this year. So whatever it is that he needed to get through, get help with, whatever, it seems like he got that and he's able to return to the team for this season. I would not be surprised to see him get a shot to be that initial backup for this team, especially when Jimmy Garoppolo is out, that he might be that number two quarterback suiting up on game day.
Yeah, I think Stetson Bennett is probably going to be the backup for the first 2 weeks, but once Jimmy comes back, Jimmy should be the backup here. Otherwise, why pay Jimmy Garoppolo money to come in and be the backup? So I'll still hold on to Jimmy Garoppolo in my dynasty teams. Matt Stafford has gotten banged up in the past as well. So I think Jimmy Garoppolo is one of those guys, like, would it shock you? You know, I kind of want to do an episode on this, like just the most bold, outrageous statements that we could make that might come true. You know, if I would have told you last year, hey, Joe Flacco is going to come in for the Cleveland Browns and lead them to the playoffs, like that was the most asinine thing I could have said week one last year. But hey, look, it ended up coming true. So could Jimmy Garoppolo lead this team to the playoffs? I definitely think he could do it. Sean McVay is like a quarterback whisperer. So, you know, it definitely could happen. Like you said, they kept two quarterbacks last year. They're going to have to keep three this year. So Stafford, Jimmy G, and Bennett probably make the team. Dresser Wynn probably goes to the practice squad. So on to the running backs here. Kyren Williams had a really good season last year. His PFF grade last year was 80.4, which was 10th of 59. Blake Corum, they drafted this season in the third round. Boston Scott, they brought over from Philadelphia. Ronnie Rivers and 2023 sixth-round pick Zach Evans. They kept four running backs on the roster last year. And I think it's probably going to be the same this year between Kyren and Blake Corum or locks. They signed Boston Scott. I think he makes the team. And then it becomes between Ronnie Rivers and Zach Evans. Zach Evans had a shot last year to at least have a decent role on this team. And he couldn't even beat out Royce Freeman, who was on the couch, and Daryl Henderson, who was literally on the couch last season. So that kind of makes me want to think it's Ronnie Rivers, who's more of a professional. I think he's probably the guy who would be ticketed for that fourth running back spot if they keep four. So Zach Evans, I don't want any part of. Real quick on Blake Corum from Dane Brugler. Overall, Corum is smaller than ideal for his run style, but he makes quick, urgent decisions with a low center of gravity and bursts to bounce runs or maneuver through congestion. His determination to maximize each carry will translate well to an NFL offense, although his effectiveness on third downs will determine his upside. PFF grade last year was 84. He had 258 carries for 1,245 yards, 27 touchdowns at Michigan, 16 catches on 18 targets for 117 yards, 71.7 in a zone scheme grade, and 85.1 in the gap scheme. 30 missed tackles forced last year as well. So what are your thoughts here on the running backs?
Yeah, I agree with you that Kyren Williams, Blake Corum, and Ronnie Rivers, I think, are definitely locks. And I think Boston Scott beats out Zach Evans. I think that's kind of where the battle is at the end of this running back room. Zach Evans, like, he was on the practice squad, and then you would think that you would go with the players that are already on your team to be your starting running back for the following week. And when they ended up needing to get some other guys, like, it was let's sign some people that are out there not playing on a team currently and have them come in and immediately start over the guy that has been hanging around our team for like months at this point. So that does not give me a lot of confidence that they believe in Zach Evans. Maybe he makes the practice squad again, but I just don't see how, with everyone healthy, he ends up making the 53-man roster again, unless he's shown massive amounts of improvement compared to last year to this year. But Kyren Williams is somebody that you're definitely interested in, especially with how he played last year, the fantasy points he scored, etc. But the real question is going to be, how does Blake Corum affect things? We have seen sometimes in the past where for this team, everything just goes to one running back. We've also seen times where they have decided to split the workload. And the question is just, what does that look like with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum? And because Blake Corum is no slouch. There's a reason that he was a running back drafted in the third round on day two. We see day two running backs are much better than day three running backs. And the fact that they felt confident enough in him to reach up with that third round pick and get Blake Corum makes me think that they have plans to use him in their offense. And so that's going to be probably a hit to Kyren Williams' ceiling. And the question will just be, how does that affect his floor? Does he get enough touches to be a consistent player, or does he maybe lose some of that consistency that he had last year?
Yeah, I really like Kyren the player, but he does get injured quite a bit. He had that high ankle sprain last year during the season, and then I think a lot of people forget he broke his hand in the playoff game against the Lions there too. So he does have that broken hand as well. So yeah, Blake Corum should come in. If Kyren Williams does get hurt for some reason, I think Blake Corum can come in and do the job well. Wide receivers here for the Rams. So Puka Nacua, obviously the rookie from last year. PFF grade last year was 90.2, eighth of 128. So tremendous year from Puka Nacua. Cooper Kupp is the backup. PFF grade 71.5, 46th of 128. He dealt with a lot of ankle injuries himself last year again. DeMarcus Robinson, who was really good down the stretch. His PFF grade last year was 70, which is 51st of 128. Tutu Atwell, PFF grade last year, 68.3, 57th of 128. They also have Tyler Johnson, the former Bucks receiver, Jordan Whittington, who they drafted in the sixth round, Xavier Smith, and then a couple UDFAs. So J.J. Lapp, a UDFA from SUNY Cortland, Drake Stoops, the son of Bob Stoops, UDFA from Oklahoma, kind of that little jitterbug slot receiver type, and then Sam Wiglas, UDFA out of Ohio. They kept six wide receivers on their initial 23 roster last year. So obviously Puka, Cooper Kupp, DeMarcus Robinson, and Tutu Atwell are locks for me. I would probably say Jordan Whittington is close to a lock as long as he shows something in training camps here as a sixth-round pick. And then if they keep a six, it's kind of wide open. Like, it wouldn't shock me if it's Drake Stoops or J.J. Lapp or any of these guys. So we'll see what happens there with the Rams' six receivers. And then real quick here on Jordan Whittington, the Texas receiver they drafted. Overall, Whittington's college career was one of perseverance, and although it will take more than that to carve out an NFL career, his dependable and athletic skill set will speak to pro coaches. He projects as a back-end roster receiver with inside-outside ability and special teams upside. His PFF grade last year at Texas was 65.4, 41 catches on 55 targets, 494 yards, and only one TD. 342 snaps, 281 were in the slot, 56 out wide, 63.1 versus man coverage. He had three drops, 5.7 yak, which is 172nd in the country, and his ADOT was 7.2. He had two catches for 64 yards on deep balls, and then out of the slot, 34 catches for 417 yards. Koopa, what's your thoughts here on the Rams wide receivers?
Yeah, so you've got Puka Nacua, who is projected to be a wide receiver one for fantasy purposes, and Cooper Kupp, who's projected to be a wide receiver two. Both of these guys are solid. They're going to be really good wide receivers, especially with Matt Stafford back there throwing the ball. Matt Stafford knows how to get the ball out to his receivers, and seeing Puka Nacua's explosion last year was awesome to see, and see how that was able to translate into yardage and fantasy points and all those sorts of things on the field. So DeMarcus Robinson is somebody that I like in a lot of best ball leagues. Like, I feel like he's somebody that he doesn't have huge stat lines, but he will show up a couple games here and there and get you some solid points. Just being a wide receiver three on this team, he will break a couple big plays, and Matt Stafford will be able to find him, and he'll end a game with four catches for 62 yards and a touchdown, and that will be enough to make your lineup. So he's somebody that I'm also interested in. He's a pretty good third wide receiver for a team, and the fact that he's here in LA just means better things for Matt Stafford. Tutu Atwell, like, he's never fully exploded the way that we wanted him to, and realistically, he's the wide receiver four on this team, so he's not going to again this year. But then everyone else that is on this team, like, they're definitely keeping more than four wide receivers. I can see them going up to six, but I think everyone else here is probably fighting for that roster spot. And they probably would, my guess is they would keep two. And there also could be some factor in terms of, like, who ends up being kick returners and punt returners and things like that factored into who ends up making the roster as a wide receiver. But there's any of these guys I could see being somebody that steps up through a training camp and becomes somebody that the coaches like, and then they keep him on.
Now on to the tight ends here for the Rams. So Tyler Higbee is still listed as a starter. Probably going to miss a little bit of time because he tore his ACL late in the year. PFF grade last year was 57.6, 43rd of 72, so he wasn't even that great when he did play. Colby Parkinson, who they actually gave quite a bit of money to, took him from the Seahawks. His PFF grade last year was 57.4, 45th of 72. I think Parkinson's probably going to be the starter here to start the year. Davis Allen, a promising rookie from last year who they drafted, I believe, in the fifth round. He's gotten some hype this offseason as well. Hunter Long, Nikola Kalinic, Miller Forrestall, and Neil Johnson, a UDFA out of Louisiana, is there. They kept four tight ends last year, and I could probably see a lot of the same this year. Probably Higbee, Parkinson, Davis Allen, and I would give the nod to Hunter Long as the fourth guy if they do keep a fourth. But Higbee is probably going to start the year on a pup, I would assume. So maybe they just go with three and go Parkinson, Allen, Long, and then maybe one of these guys they promote off of the practice squad when they need them. How about your thoughts here on the tight ends?
Yeah, I think Higbee probably ends up on the pup to start the year. I just... His ACL tear was kind of late into the season, and so I think he's just going to miss the beginning of the season with that. Colby Parkinson, as you said, he got paid a lot of money to come here, and so he got paid starting tight end money. So I think that he's going to be the starter here, and which is unfortunate for Davis Allen because we were excited with what he was doing at the end of last year. Like, he started to catch some passes, started to be a factor, especially in your tight ends don't matter kinds of leagues. Like, he was somebody that you could pick up and start, and he was getting you good enough points. But I'd be kind of interested to see how that split with Colby Parkinson works out, because Colby Parkinson is somebody that I associate a little bit more with blocking prowess as I compared to receiving prowess. And so maybe they'll find that they like Davis Allen more on the receiving routes and Colby Parkinson more in those blocking situations, something like that. And they rotate the two of them through. And potentially he could still be a factor. So that's just something to watch out for, that he could be a factor even if he's not the obvious starting tight end on this team. And then Hunter Long, I think, is somebody that they've liked keeping on this team as a depth option. And so I fully expect him to make the roster, especially with Tyler Higbee probably not being healthy to start the season.
Yeah, shame on Hunter Long. Injuries kind of have derailed his young career, so hopefully he can find it again. On to the Rams' offensive line, though. So they were 14th last year, which had a lot to do with their success. Alaric Jackson was the left tackle. He will be again this year. His PFF grade last year was 66.6, 43rd of 81, and Joe Noteboom, was his backup. Left guard is going to be Jonah Jackson, who they picked up this offseason. His PFF grade last year was 61, 34th of 79, and KT Leviston, a seventh-round pick, is the backup. Steve Avila, who moved over from guard and will now be their center, rookie last year, who was really good. PFF grade last year was 60.5, 35th of 79 at guard last year. And then Bo Limmer, a sixth-round pick who they drafted this year, is now the backup. Kevin Dotson, another guard that they brought in this offseason, his PFF grade last year was 84.4, second of 79. So really big signing here for the Rams. And Logan Bruss is his backup. And then the right tackle is still Rob Havenstein. His PFF grade last year was 79.8, 14th out of 81 last year. And his backup is Warren McClendon, a fifth-round pick from 2023. So really nice offensive line upgrades here that I think are going to help the Rams quite a bit, especially in that run game for Kyren and Blake Corum. Kick returners, punt returners, go ahead with those, Koopa.
Yeah, so realistically, we have no idea. The Rams, if you look at our lads, they're listing Boston Scott and Kenny Logan as the kick returners. They're listing Kyren Williams and Sam Wiglus as the punt returners. I think if you look at the history of all those guys, they all have done some amount of kick returning or punt returning over their careers, but none of them has really like been somebody that held on to the job for any extended amount of time. And so I think that it's probably going to be one of those wide receivers that we were talking about, the group of like six guys that are potentially fighting for two roster spots. I bet you they try all of them out at punt returner and kick returner just to see which one they want to keep on the roster. And if one of those guys shows a little bit of prowess, they're better than the others, whatever. I could definitely see one of those guys being the one that ends up being the kick returner or punt returner. Personally, I'm somebody that I like rostering all the kick returners and punt returners that I can. I do not have anybody rostered for the Rams right now. I do not have enough information to be confident enough with any player in order to even roster them on my fantasy teams. It's more of a battle that I'm going to be looking for in training camp. I'm going to be looking at those beat reporter news to try and figure that out.
And then our final thoughts here on the Rams. I mean, it's kind of a lot of the same thing as last year. We kind of went through with the targets, vacated air yards. It's there's not much missing from this team. So I think it's going to be Matt Stafford and them throwing the ball to Puka and Kupp all game long. I think Parkinson's going to have a nice season as like a back end tight end too that you could definitely start a couple weeks if you need to. Best ball, he'll probably have some better options. And then with this upgraded offensive line, I expect Kyren Williams and Blake Corum to both be really good this year. Is Kyren going to be RB2 again or whatever it was in your scoring format? Probably not, but I think he can still be a RB1, and then Corum can kind of be like a Jaylen Warren, not used in the same way, but be like a flex option for you, where you can maybe start both of these guys weekly. So that's kind of my thoughts here on the Rams. What do you got, Koopa?
Yeah, I think that this team has some good fantasy options, but it's kind of one of those teams that you don't necessarily think about it that way. Like, you don't, everyone knows, oh, I want Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, but nobody thinks, I want the Rams wide receivers. Everyone knows that, like, Kyren Williams could do well, and depending on the split with Blake Corum, you could want both of them. But you aren't going and thinking like the Rams are going to be this fantasy powerhouse. But we're talking, I'm interested in two running backs from this team. I'm interested in two wide receivers for this team. And honestly, I think that just comes down to the fact that Matt Stafford, because he is much more of a pocket passer, he doesn't do as much with his legs. Like, he's ranked as quarterback 19. Like, that's not something that really interests you that much, but he's definitely a quarterback that could be a solid, like, a QB3 for your team, somebody that fills that second super flex spot if you have a pretty competitive league or something like that. And so I think that kind of causes this whole team to be muted a little bit. But I'm definitely interested basically in all the skill position players and even the tight ends. I was talking about Colby Parkinson and Davis Allen. Those are guys that you can get for cheap or free. And in your like tight ends don't matter kinds of leagues, like they're the guys that you can use to fill in for those weeks when you are trying to fish for anybody who might have a chance to put up some points for your team.
All right, that is going to wrap it up here for the LA Rams on this one. We will be back next with the San Francisco 49ers.